On today's show, we are going over the Week 10 underdogs that are most likely to pull off some upsets. Along with that, we're also going to do, where is College Game Day going for week number 11? So let's not waste time. Let's get to it.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, welcome in. It is the Friday Pod. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. And this is Winning Cures Everything. It is a college football podcast. If you are a first-time listener, we certainly appreciate you being here. And all you old heads that have been around for a while, thank you. Thank you for being here, for supporting the show, all that fun stuff. We have a good time doing this, so hopefully if you're not already subscribed, you'll go ahead and do that on the podcast. And, of course, on the YouTube page, knock that thing out as well. If you want to be a member of my little group, BettingCFB.com is the site. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. You get bonus content, additional plays, etc. We have a good time over there, some good discussions. And I give out some, you know, some statistical projections and things like that. Hopefully you guys enjoy those. And if there's anything that you want me to come up with, then yeah, we can do that too. So go ahead and knock that out. BettingCFB.com. If you haven't already, go watch the BetUS College Football Show from Tuesday and Wednesday. Again, we have a fantastic time over there. Myself, Parker Fleming, Kyle Hunter. And yeah, we're just keeping on rolling. We are on the back half of the college football season now. We are into November. It is November 1st. And yes, this is the longest month of the year for college football teams. Also, it can be the shortest. So hopefully you enjoy every down, every snap. We've got Maction coming up next week. And yeah, I can't wait for it. Cannot wait for it. Hopefully everybody had a good Halloween. I enjoyed that with the kids last night. It was a lot of fun. I went as Kane. Jess went as Mankind. Of course, Mick Foley. The boy went as the demon Finn Balor. And the baby was Hulk Hogan. And my mother-in-law was a WWE referee. And that was certainly a good time. Certainly a good time. I will not be wearing the Kane spandex again anytime soon. That is less than flattering on a body like mine. I will say that. But it was fun for last night. I'll say that. Halloween was a good time. Very, very good time. All right, let's get into this thing. Underdogs for week number 10. Who is most likely to pull off an upset? So, I've got 8 teams here that I'm going to go through that I think is going to be fun. And first one on the board, Vanderbilt is out to +7.5 at Auburn. So they are +240 on the money line. And I do not understand why that is. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Clark Brooks, SEC StatCat, put out earlier today. He said Auburn has the SEC's second worst missed tackle rate on runs in league play. They allow a bottom 5 rushing first down and plus touchdown rate, and they have been kind of mid defending IZ Reed's, which is the bread and butter of Vandy's offense. Basically, it's a bad matchup for Auburn. And of course, you have Diego on the other side, who is just, what is he, 10-1 in games that he's finished against the spread as an underdog? I mean, he's already beaten this Hugh Freeze team. Good gracious. Maybe I can start talking decent today. Yeah, we're going to go with Vandy. I think they can win the game outright. So, yeah, 7.5 is crazy. Give me the +240 on the money line there. Arkansas hosting Ole Miss on Saturday morning. Arkansas is +250 on the money line. they have played better than Ole Miss in conference play. Now, this Ole Miss defense is still something to be feared, but, I mean, my goodness, what are the offenses that they've actually shut down? If you really start paying attention to it, Arkansas, their defense, I think, can shut down Ole Miss, especially if Trey Harris isn't playing. We don't know exactly what's going on there. This is an interesting situation because Ole Miss has Georgia next week. Are they going to overlook the Hogs? We shall see. So Arkansas plus 250 for me there. Arizona is going to UCF Saturday. And who knows what we're going to get from UCF. Maybe the Rizik kid will start. Who knows? But should UCF be a six-point favorite over anybody? Arizona right now is plus 190 on the money line. And I know that Arizona has not been very good either. But when you've got a situation like this where UCF has just been beaten up by everybody, they have played well below expectations, at least from a market perspective, over the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks. This team was, they were favored by two touchdowns over Colorado, and they got beat by multiple touchdowns. They were favored over Florida in Gainesville the week after, and Florida beat them by two scores. They were favored over BYU. BYU beat them by multiple scores. So now they're favored by six over Arizona. Yeah, I know that Arizona has not been very good. But Brent Brennan is a good coach. I think they might be all right. T-Mac's going to be able to eat against this secondary. Give me Arizona plus 190. Here's a weird one in the Sun Belt. This will be the last time that I bet on Georgia Southern. But Georgia Southern is going to South Alabama. South Alabama, you have no idea what you're going to get from week to week. Zero idea. Major Applewhite is the coach there. I love the quarterback, Gio Lopez, but some weeks they'll put up 13 points. Some weeks they'll put up 40. So you don't know what you're going to get. Georgia Southern had a bad week last week against Old Dominion, but it's still a team that's already got six wins. Offense is pretty good. I can get Georgia Southern plus 200 in Mobile. Yeah, I'll take Georgia Southern plus 200 as an underdog to win outright. Number five here, Wyoming, plus 235 at New Mexico. Now, I love what Jason Beck is doing with that offense in New Mexico. You guys know how I feel about Bronco Mendenhall by this point if you've been listening to the show for any length of time. But I think Wyoming is starting to figure some stuff out. They're still not very good, but the offense can at least put up some points. New Mexico last week only put up 6 points on the board. Moved the ball all in between the 20s. Couldn't get the ball in the end zone. Do they have the same problems here? Wyoming has gotten to a point now where they can actually score some. I think there's a potential chance that Wyoming could pull this thing off. So plus 235 on the money line there. And then we have the long shots. All right, so these are not my round robin necessarily unless you just want to have some fun with it. Texas Tech is plus 400 right now at Iowa State. What is the ceiling on this Iowa State team? They have not had a bad game, really, other than the UCF game. They still won that one. They came back late, got some turnovers, found a way to win it at the end. I do love their defense coordinator. Obviously, Matt Campbell knows what he's doing. This is a very, very experienced team. But now you are in the thick of it. You are one of the favorites to win the conference now. Texas Tech, highly volatile. They can put up a ton of points very quickly. They have absolutely feasted on opponent turnovers this year. Do you get Rocco Beck to maybe throw it somewhere he shouldn't? Do you get something like that to happen? We'll see. We will see. So Texas Tech plus 400 if we're doing some kind of a round robin, whatever situation. Clemson is hosting Louisville. Louisville is plus 328 on the money line. That's the best you can get. Look, Louisville has been through a gauntlet. Incredibly difficult games, but they've been in every single one of them. They've won a few, but against the toughest competition, it's always been a one-score game. Do they find a way to maybe pull this one off? Jeff Brohm, as a dog, covering it like a 67% clip. I mean, he's really, really good, and they've won a bunch of those outright. So, you know, I get the feeling that Louisville might have some stuff saved up, but they might not be healthy enough to do it because they played seven straight games. Clemson is coming off of a bye. The schedule spot is not ideal, but it is Louisville, and they've played a significantly more difficult strength of schedule than what Clemson has shown. Maybe there is a chance that Jeff Brohm can pull off a little bit of magic, and you can get him at plus 328. And finally, the last one. Toledo lost to Bowling Green last week. Now they have to go on the road to Ypsilanti, and they're facing Eastern Michigan. Chris Creighton routinely finds ways to win games that he should not. You can get Eastern Michigan plus 290. This thing has been moving up. It's been going the opposite direction. I kind of get the feeling that Eastern Michigan could pull something out here. This team has found ways to win games all year. They've done it the entire time Chris Creighton's been a coach. So, I'll toss that one in there. Eastern Michigan plus 290 against Toledo. So, our recap here. Vandy plus 240. Arkansas plus 250. Arizona plus 190. Georgia Southern plus 200. Wyoming plus 235. Texas Tech plus 400. Louisville plus 328. Eastern Michigan plus 290. That's eight underdogs there. Let me go ahead and tell you that if you want to save some money, I know you're all going to buy tickets to something. So go to TicketSmarter.com, best third-party ticketing vendor out there, and make sure and enter in the promo codes WCE10 to get $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 to get $20 off an order of $300 or more. They are fantastic. It is not a one-time thing. You can do this every single time you buy tickets. So this week, you want to buy a ticket down to Jacksonville for the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. You can buy a ticket this week. And then next week, you can buy a ticket to go down to Baton Rouge to see Alabama and LSU. You can save money every single time you do it. So WCE10 or WCE20, think smarter with Ticket Smarter. All right, on top of that, if you are older, like myself, and your joints hurt, and you were hurting that you're just sore all the time because you've got a six-year-old that wants to wrestle day in and day out, and you ain't built for it, GhostSleeves.com/WCE. That's where you need to go. The best kinesiology technology on the market. Their compression sleeves are ideal. You can get 15% off if you use the promo code WCE. I highly, highly recommend it for all those aches and pains. You got elbow problems if you're playing sports, golf, tennis, paddle, whatever it is. GhostSleeves.com is what helps you out. Your knees, your joints, everything. They got all kind of stuff, compression shirts, everything. I highly recommend you check it out. GhostSleeves.com/WCE. And on top of that, I've already mentioned it once, but bettingcfb.com if you want to support the show. $5 a month, $50 for the year, and you get all sorts of bonus content over there as well. But bettingcfb.com, or visit the Winning Cures Everything web store. Just go to winningcureseverything.com for that.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, now, where is College game day going for week number 11? That's right. In the 2024 season, we kind of run out of options sometimes, and sometimes there are very obvious ones. Next week looks like it is going to be an SEC week. Week 11, SEC week. So this week we got Penn State and Ohio State. Next week, there's all sorts of ways that you could go with this. Look, if they decide to go to the ACC, if Clemson beats Louisville and Virginia Tech beats Syracuse, maybe you take it to Blacksburg. Maybe. I wouldn't guess it because Virginia Tech's already got three losses on the season, but they have been playing significantly better, and that is maybe the last spot that Clemson could potentially get beat. So I would expect a pretty good game there. potentially, if Vanderbilt beats Auburn and South Carolina upsets Texas A&M, potentially you get game day in Nashville for Vanderbilt to celebrate that story. I don't think it's ideal. Not ideal. I don't think it's likely. But at some point, I would imagine if Vanderbilt keeps winning, they're going to find a way to get to Nashville before the wheels fall off of this thing, right? Your next option, or I guess two options, are these. Georgia is going to Ole Miss, and Alabama is going to LSU. Now, Alabama and LSU probably going to be the bigger game as far as ratings go because it is two bigger brands. Ole Miss just not quite in the same level brand-wise as Alabama and LSU. But Georgia is a pretty big brand. Georgia's already got a loss. Ole Miss already has two losses. Alabama and LSU both already have two losses. These are kind of playoff eliminators, right? Neither one of these is in the driver's seat to go to the SEC championship game. But, well, I guess Georgia is. But you get what I'm saying. We're trying to figure out CFP spots now. And I think Lane Kiffin doing the whole, you know, we're not getting any night games in Oxford, ABC isn't scheduling us, and it's not fair to our fans, and da-da-da-da-da. I think that could set up a spot where if Ole Miss beats Arkansas this weekend, and Georgia beats Florida, of course, I think you could see them go to Oxford just to kind of keep everybody happy, right? And it's not their job to keep everybody happy. It is what it is, right? You sign the contract. You know what's going on. We're paying you oodles of money to be on our TV network, so we're going to schedule you where we want you. However, maybe you do it just to do something different because they hadn't been back to Oxford in a while, and you know that's going to be a scene. I mean, Georgia coming in the week after the cocktail party, I could certainly see them doing that. Now, Baton Rouge is always a good time, but they do Baton Rouge like every year. They've already done one LSU game. Maybe they don't want to do another one, but they haven't done one in Baton Rouge. They did it at Texas A&M just last week. So my guess would be Alabama and LSU because both of them are on byes this week. There's no chance of either one taking a loss. And I kind of get the feeling that Ole Miss might be overlooking Arkansas this week. They lose that game, there's no chance of that. So the more likely option to me is College game day in week 11 goes to Alabama versus LSU in Baton Rouge next week. CFP eliminator next week. All right, that is going to wrap things up. You guys have been fantastic, as always. I certainly appreciate you listening to the show. These Friday shows are short, sweet, to the point, and I have a good time doing them, so hopefully you do as well. Or I guess hopefully you have a good time listening to them as well. Follow me on the socials at GaryWCE. You guys know where to follow me. And of course, subscribe where you need to subscribe, all that good stuff. That's going to wrap things up for this week. Hopefully you all have wonderful, wonderful weekends. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully all your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.